Welcome to the official podcast of Power Mornings with Ryder and Lisa, powered by Booster Juice. Canadian born, blended worldwide.
Complaint corner.
I knew Ryder was going to say something, so I cut him off because I know that he hates that. Nailed it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, go ahead. Sorry about that.
It's Monday morning. It's ugly out, so we're starting the show with your complaints. What's bothering you? It's not just you that bothers me, Lisa. It's your whole peer group.
What do you mean?
Your friends.
You love my friends.
So I'd like to complain. I was like pretty much a DD all weekend.
Yes.
I drove you and your drunk ass friends around a lot.
Correct.
And none of them have figured out that when there's a jam on, you pipe down. The amount of times I had to just like, okay, I guess we're not listening to this sick song on Power 107. And I'd like turn it right down to try to like get my point across and just keep talking and yelling.
Oh.
And yelling out the windows. Oh, just a bunch of drunk losers.
You could never be an Uber driver.
No, I absolutely couldn't.
You'd have a terrible rating.
I'd be fine like Monday to Friday, like this time of day.
Mm-hmm.
I think I could be great for just like asking one question and then just turning the music up a little bit, getting people where they're going.
Being sober around drunk people is one of the worst things in the world.
It's tough, yeah.
So that's a great complaint. Good job.
Thank you.
Yeah, Aaron wrote in saying, all right, I got to complain about my coworkers. He says, I hate when I'm getting ready to do something at work and then someone tells me to do it.
Oh,
I'd be so cranky. I totally get it, especially at this time in the morning. Like,
yeah.
Go away.
Yours is about the Starbucks reward card. Go ahead.
I have 2,900 stars, and I've been saving them because they say you can use them for merchandise. So I went yesterday to check out some merchandise. I said, well, how can I use my stars? And they go, well, you can use, say, 400 stars, and I'll give you $20. And so I said, so does that mean I can use $20 towards the purchase of products and pay the rest in cash or debit or whatever? And they're like, yeah. And so I'm like, I've got to think about it. So I wait like 20 minutes, go back, talk to another person. They go, oh, it doesn't work that way. It's the product has to be $20 or less, and you just get the product for free.
Oh,
okay. So you waited around for 20 minutes and went back, and then they were like, just kidding?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, that's pretty. What were you going to buy with all your money?
Oh, just a cup.
You know, you can get those for free there.
I know.
Power Mornings with Ryder and Lisa.
This one is very scary.
This is the best part of the week. Every morning, we tell a local scary story. So submit yours to us.
This one's from Megan.
Okay.
Right here in Edmonton. When I was a teenager, my best friend Brianna and I were having a sleepover at my mom's house. I lived in a quiet neighborhood, so it was pretty safe, and my parents let us go out at night by ourselves, and there was never a problem.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Except for this one night. We lived right across the street from the beach, so Brianna and I decided to have a fire down by the water. Okay, maybe this wasn't in Edmonton. Is there a beach?
I was like,
oh,
wait
Summerside.
A minute.
Summerside has a beach.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Anyway, Brianna and I decided to have a fire down by the water. We needed to get some newspaper to start the fire first, so we walked to a nearby stand in the area. As we were walking back, a car approached behind us and drove by slowly, almost coming to a complete stop. We brushed it off as he was probably just lost. But then he came up behind us again. This time he stopped his car in the middle of the road and got out and was walking towards us.
No.
I looked at Brianna and I could tell she was freaked out. I was trying to be calm and reassuring, telling her it's probably nothing. We just kept walking and tried to ignore it because I was sure it had nothing to do with us until he full-on started running and yelling for us to come over.
No.
We both immediately started to run as he chased after us, and his tone got more and more aggressive and angry, sending me into full panic mode. I pulled Brianna into some nearby bushes and told her to stay quiet. This guy then proceeded to grab a flashlight from his car and come looking for us.
Okay, this is too much.
My friend is absolutely terrified, and I don't blame her. She starts crying, and I was really not about to have us get murdered or God knows what. I tried to remain calm and once again reassure her so she would stop making so much noise. We hid and he searched for us for a good 30 minutes.
No.
I tried calling my mom as we were only four houses away from mine, but no one answered. He kept calling us in a taunting manner and it was absolutely horrible. He eventually gave up and left. But we were so scared, we didn't leave the bush until I got a hold of my sister and convinced her to come meet us. We never reported it because no one believed us and thought we were being dramatic when we told anyone the story. But thinking about it still haunts me to this day.
I don't like that at all. Megan? No. I mean, maybe it's an old story. Maybe they lived somewhere else and then moved to Edmonton. Who knows? But, like, I don't like that story. At all.
The visual of him, like,
no,
walking and then turning it into a run.
Saw a lot of costumes over the weekend when I was out and about in the bar scene. And to be perfectly honest, half of them I was like, is that a costume or is that just how you dress? I don't know what
is
you are.
Is that right?
Yes.
I guess so. Because like the week before, there would have been lots of costumes, but also a lot of people that are just funny looking.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's a hilarious costume with that wart on your face.
Well, yeah.
And then you're like, oh, God, that's real.
Well, and people that are dressed up as, like, characters from Stranger Things, I'm like, that fashion is in right now. So I don't know if you're dressed up or not.
True.
I don't know.
We wanted to do a brainstorm of Edmonton-specific costumes, as those are always my favorite. 780-784-7107. You and I are doing an Edmonton-based costume.
Someone just suggested that costume on the text line, so we might not be the only people dressed up as it. Do we have to go back to the drawing board?
I already bought the shirt.
Oh, yeah, true.
Red Hawaiian shirt guy is what I'm going as. That saved the day on White Ave and tackled the arsonist that had the jerry can. Lisa's just going to get to dress in black and carry a jerry can.
Yep. Black backpack, black toque, black shirt, black pants, jerry can.
It's pretty much a normal day for you other than the carrying the jerry can.
Yeah.
780-784-7107. What else is rolling in on the text line?
A lot of people are saying the Talus balls.
Mm-hmm.
Someone said, I've always loved the costume someone made of that, and they sent a photo. Yeah. I mean, it's easy, it's cool, it's fun, and it's local.
What do you think?
How about a White Avenue Donair?
A White Ave Donair?
Yeah.
Okay, like, is there such thing as a Donair costume, or would you have to make it?
You'd make it.
Okay. What would you do?
Do you, like, wrap yourself in tinfoil?
And a sheet.
And a white sheet and then tinfoil and then your head would be the toppings.
Okay. And why? What makes it like a White Ave specific Donair?
Well, you order two.
There's got to be two of you dressed up.
Yeah.
And you got to be drunk to eat it.
Yeah.
So I had a video go viral this weekend on my Instagram.
Okay. Easy.
It did.
It didn't go viral.
It reached 11,000 people. Statistics say that if it reaches over 5 or 6,000.
No, statistics say, or you just made that up?
Well, it's lisastatistics.com.
Anyway, it did get a lot of traction. A lot of people could relate with it because it is a video of your 31-year-old friend on her birthday trying to fit in at the bar.
Correct. Near the dance floor where the lights are flashing, the music's pumping.
Yeah, you kind of had a bar star weekend.
Yeah.
This weekend.
We partied.
Yeah.
50 comments, 64 people sent it in a private message to someone else. And it's all just people tagging their girlfriends in the comments saying, like, relatable, this is us in the bar.
So and what is she doing in the video?
So there's Iggy Azalea is playing in the background. And my 31-year-old girlfriend, Rebecca, is holding her jacket uncomfortably, like holding it real tight.
There's just no way she would have paid for a coat check.
Absolutely not.
Right.
And she takes a sip out of her beer and then points at her beer and goes, oh, that was pretty good. Good sip. And then she awkwardly looks around and starts tapping her hand along to the beat of the music on her jacket.
She just...
So I'm like, okay, what can I caption this video? This is too good. So I wrote, when it's your 31st birthday and you don't know how to act in a bar anymore. It's super awkward.
And that is relatable.
It is relatable because my girlfriends and I walked into the club and I'm like, now what? What do I do with my hands? This is why I get so drunk, because I have to constantly be holding a vodka soda all night to feel like I don't know what to do with my hands. Are you allowed to talk to strangers? Do they hate it? Is my breath bad? Like, I remember when I was fresh 18, all of us would get in a cab from St. Albert. It'd be $5 each. There were only two cab drivers in St. Albert, Terry and what was the other guy's name?
The other guy.
The other guy with the ponytail.
Yeah.
And...
Wait, Terry didn't have a ponytail?
Did Terry have the ponytail? Anyone seen Albert know who I'm talking about? But no, we would go to the bar and we would walk in and we were bar stars. Like, we were rock stars. We knew exactly what to do. We would do laps. We would talk to every guy in the club. It was so easy. And now I'm 29, but I already feel like, okay, what's my purpose here?
Well, I know what you're saying, because I feel like when I was, I don't know, 23, 24, you'd go and buy a round of shots for your buddies. And now
it was cheap back then, too.
Now I'm like, you know, my mortgage comes out in a week. I don't know if I should be buying these $7 shots.
Yeah, you're like doing the math. You're like, okay, if this comes to $40, that's a gas tank.
We're sounding so old
right now. Well, it's true. How do you look cool in a bar if you're not young anymore?
That's why I like this new movement with all the arcade machines, is because you can stay busy.
It gives you something to do,
the
right?
Bar, your hands are busy.
Yeah, you don't have to talk to anyone.
780-784-7107. Hit us up with how you stay cool at the bar.
I just posted the video of my girlfriend. It was her 31st birthday over the weekend, and I caught the best footage of her looking awkward in the club. So I did just post it on Power107YEG. Instagram. Yeah. Go check it out and tag your girlfriends underneath, because it is so relatable.
Just wanted to get in and comment about what they're talking about awkwardness in the bar.
Yes.
Yeah, well, you should try being 46. You feel like you're walking into a daycare.
I bet.
Yeah, people are like, oh, are you looking for your son or daughter?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Here's your chicken sandwich update. Popeye's spicy chicken sandwich is making a triumphant return. I've never tried it personally. I don't know if it's ever been on the menu since Popeye's came to Edmonton, but sign me up.
Yeah, spicy chicken sandwiches are pretty much the best thing on the planet.
They're so good. You want to know why? Because they can't let them sit around for a while. They have to remain crispy. They are cooked right before you get it, because otherwise they'll get soggy.
Bam.
Bam. Just like that. Halloween costumes over the weekend. McDavid and his girlfriend dressed up as the Grinch, and Cindy Lou Who and their dog dressed up as the dog from the Grinch. I love it.
It seems like the Oilers have this Halloween party.
They're always so good. Their costumes are amazing.
I know, but then they're not good on the ice when they play afterwards.
Well, yeah.
It's true. Like, if I remember correctly, we've lost the majority of the games on our Halloween party weekend.
It was Drysdale's birthday on Saturday. Sorry.
Another reason why we may have struggled last night. Next action for the Oilers is tomorrow at 5:30 in Detroit.
Some other Halloween costumes from celebrities. Cardi B dressed up as a really sexy nurse, and Harley Quinn. It seems like they went to several parties, because Halsey dressed up as Marilyn Manson, and then she was also Sonny and Cher with her new boyfriend.
Okay.
And it's funny because her demographic is quite young, right? So she had to tell people who she was when she was dressed up as Cher. That's the worst. When you are in your Halloween costume and people are like, what are you?
Yeah.
Ugh. Come on.
It definitely takes away
it's
from
the worst.
The pizzazz of showing off. The worst for me was I went as Bubbles from Trailer Park Boys.
That's a great costume idea.
The bottle cap glasses were way too thick and they were giving me a headache, so I had to take them off. So then I was just the guy with the, like, side part.
And that's it.
It was the worst. I looked like a perverted teacher. Time for Traffic Talk. Fire up that intro.
Traffic Talk. Honk, honk. Beep, beep. Beep. Honk.
What the hell was that?
Okay, confession time. I accidentally deleted that intro when you were in the bathroom and I was doing traffic.
Okay.
So I just made my own. Did it work?
Yeah. That's not as good as the original, but it's fine, I guess.
Okay, cool.
I came across some of the strangest laws as far as when you're out and about driving around the world. I thought I'd share some of these with you.
Please.
Number one, in Thailand, you can't go topless in a vehicle.
Why would you? Oh, you mean like guys can't be shirtless?
Exactly.
I mean, have you ever been to Thailand? The roads are so scary. Every time I would get in a tuk-tuk and we'd be driving, I'd just scream the entire duration.
So I'm like, I bet that was fun for the driver.
I don't trust this at all!
But your shirt was on, right?
My shirt was on.
I would never want to drive in a vehicle with my shirt off anyway. Like, the idea of the leather seat in the back. Ugh. And the seatbelt. Getting caught and, like, It would hurt my nipple.
Your nipple hairs.
In Russia, you have to keep a clean vehicle or you'll get a fine. This goes for like mud and dirt on the side of your vehicle.
No way.
Yeah. Apparently. In France, you're not allowed to eat or drink while you're driving.
Well,
you'd be screwed.
It's France, yeah. I can't move there because my favorite thing to do is eat baguettes.
While driving.
Yes.
She died doing what she loved.
Yeah, eating a 12-inch sandwich.
In Spain, this one's really interesting. We're talking about the strangest rules from around the world on the road. If you wear glasses, you have to carry a second pair in your car at all times, and they can ticket you if you don't have a second pair of glasses.
They don't trust you. They think you're blind.
Well, yeah, I guess
if you lose
the
first pair, yeah, you're a hazard.
Here's what you could always say. Yes, I always carry a second pair. I'm just wearing them right now because I did lose my first pair.
Oh, that's smart.
Right? Mm-hmm. And finally, in Japan, you're legally not allowed to splash pedestrians.
Oh, come on.
Driving
it's so fun to do it.
Would suck there. There's another rule there that you can go to jail for being a passenger in a car with a drunk driver.
I support that.
I do too.
Mm-hmm.
It actually makes a lot of sense.
It does. But the other ones are kind of crazy. Like, what do you mean I can't eat a sandwich? I actually don't think you could do that in Edmonton either. But I mean, we sneak a couple
especially
bites,
especially like a sub.
Like nobody's gonna go to Subway and then wait until they get home to eat their sub.
Yes,
like
they
that's
will.
Just insane.
I could eat a cheeseburger while driving, but I'm not gonna eat a sub.
When I leave Olive Garden with my leftovers because I'm so full, I'm eating it as I'm driving home.
Okay. So don't go to France, okay?
No.
How old is too old for trick-or-treating? We have very different opinions on this. Lisa?
When I was in grade 8, I went trick-or-treating with my friend Kirsty, and one house refused to give us candy because they thought we were too old. And when we walked away, she gave us the finger through the window. And I'm still bitter about that because it's like, okay.
You made her get up off the couch. She was she had to pause the VCR.
Mm-hmm.
And just because you wanted candy and you were old enough to go get it on your own?
Not in grade 8.
Yeah, go buy it.
I graduated when I was 17, so do the math. I was too young.
Okay, fair enough. What age do you think?
I think there shouldn't be an age limit. I think you should go regardless of your age. Irregardless? Regardless? Irregardless.
No, that's garbage.
Why is that garbage?
Because... If the kid's 16, if you're like driving and pulling up to my house and then taking my candy, go work, get a job. That's what you should be doing at that age. Save your money. If you want to buy chocolate with it, that's fine. Go ahead.
Yeah, but some people have areas where they're upset because not enough kids come to their door and then they have way too many leftover Snickers and they're like, I need to get rid of these. Otherwise, I'm going to eat them all. So yeah, bring on the 16-year-olds. Drive on up. Let's go.
I mean, there are worse things that they could be doing for sure than going around and getting free candy. But if you're in high school, stop it.
Why?
It's for the kids.
It's the best feeling when your pillowcase fills all the way to the rim and you're like dragging it home.
So you went trick-or-treating like into your adult life.
Yeah. I'm like, even you had a bunch of Halloween candy for your daughter and I ate the entire box.
The whole, it was a huge bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And it's gone.
It's completely empty.
Yeah, 780-784-7107. It seems like a lot of the texts are rolling in are saying, stop being a grumpy old man, Ryder.
Yeah, let us, the rest of us, live our lives. We should never have to fully grow up. Peter Pan, Neverland, let's go. Can't wait to go trick-or-treating.
Okay, but you're also...
What?
I don't know if I want to say it.
What?
You're not a homeowner, so you've never had to buy candy to give to kids. I think most people that are understand, like, it's expensive. I don't want to be giving a 17-year-old candy. It's just, like...
Eh. Remember when you sent me out trick-or-treating without a costume? A couple years ago, I lost a bet, and I had to go door-to-door at, like, 4 p.m. by myself. The sun was still out. And I had to trick-or-treat. And guess what? Every single house gave me candy because they're nice people, Ryder.
The one lady said, like, you're a little old for this, aren't you? And didn't one lady guess what your costume was even though you didn't have a costume on?
Yeah, what did she guess again?
A basic bee?
Yeah, I think so.
Awesome.
All right, well, just go have fun. But I'm going to say no if you have facial hair.
I'm with Lisa 150%. When I was younger, I had little cousins who were 4 years younger than me or five, and I was always like, I will take them trick-or-treating, even when I was probably in grade 9. And I was like, I'll take them, but I will bring my own pillowcase.
Right. No, I think if you're taking other kids, that it's free game. Like, I'll offer the parents chocolate bars if they come up to the door, too. But if
they're dressed up, then what does it matter?
Yeah, I just think that if you're, like, 19, you should go get a job washing dishes somewhere and buy your own chocolate.
Yeah, but if they have the cojones to walk up to your door in a whatever fairy costume, the best you could do is give them some candy.
Yeah, they're like smoking. Get the hell out of here.
They're vaping into your house.
Yeah, just blow a vape smoke in your house and be like, I want some candy.
Corey from Big Brothers Big Sisters joins us to tell us about an event they got coming up on November 1st. It's going to be awesome. We'll get to that in a second. But first, I just wanted to ask you about Big Brothers Big Sisters. Can you tell us a little bit more about what the charity does?
Sure, yeah. We like to say if a kid needs it, BGC Bigs provides it. So BGC Bigs is the Boys and Girls Club's Big Brothers Big Sisters of Edmonton and area. We serve about 5,300 kids in the community.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a lot of kids. And there's also 900 kids on our waiting list, so there's still kids that need help.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's huge. So,
are you constantly looking for big brothers and big sisters to step up then?
All the time. So we have different programs that we're looking for volunteers for. We have the traditional Big Brothers Big Sisters sort of program. And then we also have after school programs as well. If you don't have as much time to commit, that's usually where people like to go. But on that waiting list, we do have more boys than girls. So we are looking for men to step up.
Big brothers.
Yeah, big brothers throughout. Step up.
Yeah, for sure. And so, like, what would a big brother or a big sister do?
It doesn't take any special skills or anything to get involved. It's really just hanging out and showing what you're good at and that, those sorts of things, and just, you know, showing the kid a good time and just kind of hanging out, playing basketball or whatever you're into. If you're into gaming, you can play games or
just something to inspire
like
them, right? Give them someone to look up to and
healthy,
motivate them.
Healthy options.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So tobogganing would be good?
Tobogganing, yeah. Today might be good. Tomorrow might be good, yeah.
All right, so tell us about Lobster Lovers Feast.
Sure, it's one of our bigger fundraisers of the year, so it's really what it sounds like. It's a Lobster Lovers Feast. You show up, eat some fresh Atlantic lobster.
Yum.
It's kind of a casual event, so we don't expect anyone to dress too fancy, because you sit down and lobster can be a little messy. We provide the bibs.
Totally.
Yeah, I've got a few ties with butter stains on them.
Oh, so much butter.
Okay, and so how do people go about getting tickets for that?
You just visit our website, bgcbigs.ca/lobsterlovers. November 1st, this Friday, yeah.
Sweet. And it's where's it happening?
It's happening at the Edmonton Inn and Conference Center, just kind of near Kingsway there.
Okay, is there anything else going on with the evening, or is it just a bunch of lobster?
Yeah, there's a lot of lobster, that's for sure.
Yeah.
We're
going
to have
yeah.
a live and silent auction, so those are always pretty fun.
Yeah.
Lots of good prizes to give away. We're going to have a live artist painting a painting live on site, so that's pretty exciting.
Cool.
So you can see a painting being formed throughout the night. I don't know what the theme is, but you can bid on that as well, which
All
is
right.
pretty exciting.
And there's still some tickets available.
We still have tickets available. Tomorrow is the last day to purchase, so.
Okay.
Perfect. So we're going to put the link in our podcast, the details section of that, so you can go and just click on that right now.
Awesome. Thanks for coming in, man.
Hey, thank you very much.
Welcome to the official podcast of Power Mornings with Ryder and Lisa, powered by Booster Juice.
Canadian born, blended worldwide.